USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House attempted to push through the social spending bill last night, or Build Back Better, the massive partisan bill President Biden says is already paid for. But according to the Congressional Budget Office, Democrat leaders are misleading Americans. If passed, it would add an additional $376 billion to the struggling U.S. deficit. California Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy spoke for roughly 8 hours last night to ensure a vote would not happen while most Americans were asleep.
He's building up the IRS to go after every American who spends $28 a day. Mr. Speaker, that is not what America asked for.
Some Democrats in the House and Senate are growing increasingly frustrated with the lack of urgency to combat inflation. Democrat Representative Alyssa Slotkin sent a letter to President Biden urging him to take immediate action to help address inflation. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mainstream media outlet MSNBC has been banned for the remainder of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial.
I have instructed that no one from MSNBC News will be permitted in this building for the duration of this trial. This is a very serious matter, and I don't know what the ultimate truth of it is, but absolutely it would go without much thinking that someone who is following the jury bus, that is a very, it's extremely serious matter, and will be referred to the proper authorities.
A producer from MSNBC was attempting to either intimidate or photograph jurors last night in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He was tailing the jury van and ran a red light to keep up. That's when police stepped in. MSNBC has denied any wrongdoing. Be sure to visit us anytime at usaradio.com. TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As many law experts across the country say the prosecution in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial failed to present murder charges against the defendant, mainstream media is trying to intimidate the jury to convict Rittenhouse. An MSNBC producer was caught following the jury pool van last night in Kenosha, Wisconsin. After running a red light, the MSNBC producer was stopped by local police. Rocker Ted Nugent on Newsmax says this is good versus evil.
This guy, this young 17-year-old kid, was exactly what the founding fathers wanted all Americans to be, to stand up good over evil. Kyle Rittenhouse, good. Rioters and thugs and attackers and assaulters and career criminals, evil. I hope everybody would write down this colloquialism. It's a representative colloquialism. Engineered recidivism. Our court system, our totally failed court system, is intentionally engineering recidivism. They know these people are going to repeat their vicious, violent crimes, and the so-called justice system continues to let them out to do it. And when a good citizen stands up and goes, no, I have an instinctual moral obligation to try to neutralize evil, this court case happens, and it breaks the hearts and sickens good Americans that know the purest instinct of man is to defend oneself. And that's all Kyle Rittenhouse did.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.